Hello, my name is Parker Reed, and I am the sports editor and football beat writer for The Spectator, the UW-Eau Claire official student newspaper. This week I covered the Blue Gold's most recent game against UW-River Falls. In it, I spoke with a few players about the game and provided some insight on the rest of their season. Here it is. The UW-Eau Claire football team fell to UW-River Falls 41-21 on Saturday, October 8th at Raymer Field in River Falls. This puts Eau Claire's season record at 1-4 and their Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference record at 0-2. Sophomore Blue Gold football player William Cooley believes the team's unsatisfactory results against River Falls can be accredited to variables other than on-field execution. Cooley said, quote, "On the field, we are starting to hesitate again. It is something we got away from in the past couple of weeks. We were getting after it and playing football like we should be. But just watching the film, we are starting to hesitate and not playing to our full potential." End quote. The 20-point loss comes as a surprise to the team as they came out with a 26-point victory against Wisconsin Lutheran 2 weeks ago. And they only lost by 9 points against UW-Stevens Point in last week's homecoming game at Carson Park. Cooley said the team was lacking in effort rather than just being outplayed. Cooley said, quote, "We want there to be things to coach other than effort for us. That is something that coaches should never have to address. The only things we should have to fix should be football-related and not be due to a lack of energy or heart." End quote. The two programs both ended the first quarter in a 0-0 stalemate, but the Falcons went on a quick scoring run in the second quarter of play to make the score 14-0 River Falls at halftime. Junior Eau Claire safety Alex Ide said the team just came out flat even though they were hyped up for the game. Like a champion prize fighter in boxing, Eau Claire wouldn't go down without a fight. The Blue Golds put up 21 points in the fourth quarter to pull within shouting distance of the Falcons. Ide credits the scoring surge to the team's never-say-die mindset. Ide said, quote, "I think a lot of guys were frustrated. The coaches were talking people up and trying to get them going on the sidelines. I think we found things that worked, stuck with them, and we were able to put some points on the board." End quote. River Falls did not let up on offense in the fourth quarter either, and went on to match the Blue Golds, scoring a total of 21 points in the fourth quarter. Cooley said the defensive shortcomings shouldn't be credited to a prolific River Falls offense. Cooley said, quote, "On defense, our eyes were in the wrong place. We weren't as focused on our keys as we should be. They didn't do anything special to us. They came at us with things that we've seen before. It all came down to us. It always does. Every week." End quote. Despite the defensive breakdown, Ide said the team still expects to win as they commence the second half of their season. Ide said, quote, "We have an opportunity to win the next 5 games that we have if we play hard and do what we are supposed to do. That's for sure our number one goal." End quote. The Blue Golds' next game comes against UW Stout on Saturday the 15th in what is known as the annual, quote, War on 94 game, unquote. The name of the contest originated as a rivalry formed between the two schools due to their close proximity of 28.1 miles, which is connected by Interstate I-94. Eau Claire hopes to turn around their season as they kick off at 6 p.m. Saturday at UW Stout. The game can be heard live on Blue Gold Radio 99.9 FM WDRK and streamed online at bluegoldradio.org. The Blue Golds will return to Carson Park the following week to take on UW Lacrosse. Thank you for listening to this audio version of my Spectator article. To read or hear our past, present, and future stories, just head over to spectatornews.com. This has been Parker Reed of Spectator News.